The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Sunday, December the 17th. We've got graded action again at Navan this afternoon as the Novices Hurdle at 12:50 takes centre stage. Also got some very competitive handicaps as well at 1:20 and at 3 o'clock respectively. And rounded off by an intriguing looking bumper as well. All to make a good seven race varied card at the County Kildare venue. Beginning at 12:15 with a decent looking maiden hurdle where we've got several form lines intertwining here. And no doubt that Caskmate will be on the shortlist for many here, having run well in a maiden hurdle last time out at Cork, beaten by a horse called Us and Them. And of course, those who pay close interest to the Irish form will know that Us and Them floored three very good horses at Cork last week in an above average affair. So Normead Charge obviously ran up to a fair level that day. And given that the ground was very testing, not only that day, but also the time before when he was runner up behind Felix Desji at Down Royal in a bumper, this horse sets a fair standard. Obviously, we've got to pay close inspection to Grand Jest as well. From the Elizabeth Dorstave, having won a bumper the other day down in Thurles, albeit the time figure of that race probably wasn't as strong as what Caskmate has already been achieving. Of those at a bigger price, then do keep an eye on Curious Times. This horse was well back the other day, I did notice, in an air maiden hurdle, only to be for that meeting to be called off. This horse ran in a very decent, was running well in a decent maiden down in Down Royal last time out when tipping up at the second last. The form of that race has worked out really well with the likes of Disc Donk and Suter both gone on to frank the form subsequently. So it might well be that at a bigger price, Shane Crawford's Curious Times can run well at an each way price. But Caskmate is the choice down at the front end of the market. On to the big race of the day then, the best race on the card. It's a Grade 2 Novices Hurdle. And this race has got a real rich tradition over the years. And it's been a race that Willie Mullins has kind of dominated in recent times. The likes of Mikhail Dagenet, Boston Bob, Pont Alexander, Brairhill and Bells Hill all have won this race for the master trainer in the last decade. And he'll be looking to continue the good work in this Grade 2 by taking it potentially with Next Destination, who made a scintillating start to his life over hurdles when winning at Nacy the day in the maiden hurdle. But it was strewn with good quality and potentially good novices at race. So he was beaten a decent standard of opponent, the likes of Someday, Paloma Blue, and of course Palisator, who was well fancied that day, all got left behind by this gelding by Dubai Destination, as he quick and clear in the closing stages to win very impressively. Not only that, visually impressive, he was very good on the time figures as well, particularly from the last hurdle in the back straight to the line. He was much stronger than a horse called Early Doors, who won the Grade 3 Novices Hurdle on the same card. And given that that horse has gone on to run well next time out in a Grade 1, one would imagine that this Next Destination, even winning a maiden hurdle, had run up to graded level. He shouldn't have any problems with his stiff track. Nate, of course, is very similar to Navan. And I'm just going to take him ahead of Cracking Smart, who looks the other potentially very useful horse in this race. He looks a real three-mile chaser in the making. Very similar, perhaps, to Don Cossack in his early days. And given that the third horse he beat the other day, Fabulous Saga, went up to win by 58 lengths the other day when he went back to Cork, obviously Gordon Elliott's Charge is a very smart horse in the making. Of course, Death Duty won this race last year for the Gingistan operation. So in what effectively looks a match between the front two in the market, the big clash of the day, I'm going to take Next Destination to provide Willie Mullins with yet another winner in this contest. On to the 1:20 then, a very competitive looking handicap. Couple against the field here for me. First and foremost, I'm going to go with She's a Star from the Normead stable. This horse has been knocking on the door in recent times in 2 mile handicaps at Punchestown and Ferry House. Both of them have a very high standard. And I've just got the impression that she can improve quite significantly now upped in trip. Of course, she won a Novices Hurdle back last year over 2.5 miles. And two visits here as well over this course have yielded two good placed efforts. She managed to finish second on the flat, and she was also a run-up last year in a Grade 2 to none other than Death Duty. So off a mark of 130 going back to the County Kildare venue, Noel Mead's five-year-old mare surely must be there or thereabouts. The other one to mention, and a much bigger price, is the King's Baby, another horse who tackled listed company last time out, and it wasn't a bad effort when finishing fourth behind Forge Meadow from the Jessica Harrington stable. Back in second was a horse called Dawn Shadow, who subsequently gone on to win, and I do like the way this horse kept on from the back of the field to be never near a fourth at the line. Prior to that, she stayed on really strongly to win a well-contested and very strongly run Thurlish handicap, and I just got a sneaky feeling that she can outrun odds this morning. She was 33-1, which looks an absolutely massive prize given that she has quite a bit of quality. So those are my two against the field in the 120. On to the 155, and it looks a pretty threadbare novices hurdle in my eyes here. This should really be the blow by blows for the taking here. How he's managed to miss the target on his first two starts over hurdles is anyone's guess. He looked as though he got the race in safekeeping at Ferry House a couple of starts ago, but he succumbed to a couple of deep closes late on. And it looked to be the same story last time at a Ferry House when he got nabbed on the line by Discorama at 66-1. Now, this horse, of course, was a Grade 1 bumper winner last year, winning at the Punchestown Festival, so he should have really got off the mark by now, but this gives him the ample opportunity to do so. It's hard to see any of the others being good enough, and hopefully this horse can improve quite significantly as he goes up in trip, and he might even well be an Albert Bartlett horse come March and the Cheltenham Festival next season. On to the 230 then, which looks a very competitive looking novices hurdle, novices chase. Albeit one or two of these have been slightly disappointing. The likes of Champillon, Exitas and Milshorn haven't really shone over the larger obstacles as anticipated so far. So I'm going to stick with the tried and trusted formula going with the previous winner, who jumped really well in making a chasing debut. And that's Without Limits, who clocked quite a good time actually on his fencing debut down in Wexford, beating a horse called the Gooseman and the Church Gate, who was back in third, who's gone on to win a handicap subsequently. I just like the way this horse operated that day. Really attacked his fences with great panache and elan, and hopefully Donna Myler will be given the instructions to try and make plenty of use of this horse's jumping prowess. Of course, his three victories in his career have all come on heavy ground, so the conditions here today will be absolutely fine, and with a safe round of jumping, hopefully Without Limits can provide Elizabeth Dole with another winner. She's in good form at the moment. On to the 3 o'clock then. Again, another very competitive handicap, but I do think you'll need to stay quite well here. And that very much falls into the category, what we're looking for here, of a horse winning over 2.5 miles. And fit to first to Boogie fits that criteria nicely. He was a good winner at Nace two starts ago when he beat quite a decent field, actually, which contained a horse like Fitzhenry, who was third, and Black Scorpion, who was back in fifth. Both of those two horses have gone on to advertise the form. And there was nothing wrong with his performance the last day down in Punchestown in a race run at a very strong gallop. He couldn't quite match the likes of Kerjoyor and Almost Nuvios in the latter stages, but like I say, he certainly tried his best, and I didn't think he did too much wrong. I think this trip will be absolutely ideal for him today. He's got a good cruising speed, and hopefully with a clear round he can certainly make his presence felt there in the penultimate contest. On to the final race then, which looks a bit of a match on paper between the two Gordon Elliott trained horses, and I really do like Rapid Escape of what I've seen of him so far. He's a big, raw, strong chasing type, in keeping with a lot of Gordon Elliott's and Giggenstown's, and I think he's got a bright future in front of him based on his two performances of late. That win the other day at Punchestown was highlighted by the way he stayed on very strongly in the latter stages to justify the money in his direction. And the two horses are beaten, well, particularly the second, I think is quite useful anyway. So this gelding by Doyen, one would imagine that he'd be made plenty of use of here this afternoon, and hopefully he can stay on best of all to win that listed bumper, the concluding contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again next Friday when we'll be taking a look at Dundalk's evening card. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.